wait for it. Have you ever witnessed the power of prayer? If you've ever spent serious time in intercessory prayer for someone, you have probably been tempted to stop. Why? Because although prayer changes people and situations, the process is often very painful, not only for the person being changed, but for you as you stand by watching the pain play out. Before I was able to see a pattern, I remember feeling guilty about what was happening to the person I was praying for. Things were getting harder for him, and I felt like I had a secret weapon of destruction. Of course, it was Satan who wanted me to feel that, so I'd give up. Not only give up, but quit praying on purpose. He can't stand to have you talk to God at all, and he knows your weak areas. If you're praying about someone, you must care about that person, making it easy for the destroyer to play on your emotions. But God also has a purpose in the pain. If I caused you pain, I do not regret it. Even if I did regret it before, now I rejoice, not because you were pained, but because the pain led you to turn back to God. Pain handled in God's way produces a turning from sin to God, which leads to salvation, and there is nothing to regret in that. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 10. Don't let the enemy convince you that you are bringing anything other than saving grace by speaking to the Lord about another person. Keep persisting in prayer, staying alert in it, and being thankful. Colossians 4:2.